The views and opinions discussed on this show are of the guests and host. They do not reflect the views or opinions of associated sponsors or affiliates. All hair samples, droppings, and territorial markings are not the responsibility of this podcast. No Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot, or Skunk Ape were harmed during the making of this podcast. Enjoy at your own risk.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. It's March 1st. Good God. We're already a couple of months into 2022, and like I still think it's 2019. I don't know about you guys. I'm struggling with the time change. I mean, might have been because I slept through New Year's, but that's beside the point. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Why? Because it's episode 192, and having you here is better than, well, better than being the fish who are in the sewers of Newfoundland right now, as people in protest to Russia's attack on the Ukraine have been dumping Russian vodka down the sewer system. So all the fish are down there, and they're hammered. Why? Because you're wonderful, a masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator, or the law of averages and physics working in tandem. You, my friend, are an oddball, and on this show, your family, and we are one. You can hear it in my voice. I'm still a little raspy, but that's okay, man. That's okay. It's been almost 2 months now. 2 months recovered. Almost. I'm getting there, man. I'm almost recovered. And, you know, thanks to the donations and support from you guys, I can't say thank you enough. So what I'm going to do from this point forward, anybody who donates to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast will now be the ones who get the shout out and a funny paranormal nickname every month. If you happen to sign up at buymeacoffee.com, which is where I'm to right now, you guys can actually put in for a monthly membership thing, or you can just do a one-time donation. I'll give you guys a shout-out on the show regardless. So to give an example of what I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give some shout-outs right now. And, of course, if you guys want to donate, you guys can go to buymeacoffee.com/OTNPP. That's buymeacoffee.com/OddToNewfoundlandParanormalPodcast or OTNPP. You'll go right to my little dashboard there, so to speak, and you'll be able to actually donate just a small amount to the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast so I can keep doing what I love to do and bring you guys the best in East Coast esoterica. But it also earns you a shout on the show and, get this, a really funny or awesome paranormal nickname, which I'm going to give everyone. So right now, I got a few thank yous to send out there to somebody. Somebody Waterman. I don't know your first name, but you donated $25. So your nickname now is, I'm going to call you the Wolfman, J.B. Waterman. Thank you very much. Thank you. Blair Witch, MC Warren G. Thank you for the $25. Morgan Parapico, Paranormal Pico. Thank you very much for the $25, Morgan. Very much appreciate that. And then I got just a wonderful donation, a $100 bomb. There it is, a $100 bomb from the Gilberts. And you might not know this or not, but Laura used to be, well, Dr. Laura's Lair on my podcast many years ago. She's got on other things right now, but she certainly lent a hand back to help out her old chum, John, as he had a pretty rough couple of months and had been trying to do something here to raise some funds for the podcast. And of course, last but certainly not least, Alana, straight from Hell Hardery. Thank you so much for the $15 donation. Guys, thank you so much for your donations. It's as simple as this. I'll say it one more time and I'll remind you throughout the show. You go on buymeacoffee.com/OTNPP, Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. That's what it stands for. And donate a coffee. It could be $5. Could be $10, could be $50, or even $100. Guys, I'll greatly appreciate it all. And you get yourself a nice little shout out here on the show. Anyway, enough going on about that. I can't go on that forever. I had to give you guys the update, the news, the dirt. So how's John doing? Well, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's coming around. His voice still kind of sucks, as you can probably tell. I'm not 100% yet. I still sound like there's like, I don't know, like my voice could go at any minute. I'm actually kind of glad that I'm doing like this episode and then an episode 2 weeks from now. Because if I had done like the whole hour and a half worth of talking, my voice probably would have just went. It would have been like, welcome to the podcast. Give me your ring, my precious. It probably wouldn't have went so great. And yeah, keep an eye out for all kinds of different content coming your way. We're going to have guests. We're going to have the Cryptic Corner and maybe even a few other little surprises along the way. Lord only knows I've taken in my share of paranormal media and crazy movies over the last little while. And I've had some people asking me, man, can you review some, you know, scary paranormal type movies? So there you go. I'm 100% going to suggest to you guys to subscribe to the show regardless. And keep yourself up to date with all the goings on of the podcast. We are in March. February came, February went. February this year was heaven sent. We had a lovely time. My birthday was awesome. Thank you to everybody who downloaded the last podcast. I know a lot of people were curious and wondering just what the heck happened to me. I'm not going to reiterate it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm done. I'm moving on with my life. You guys can check out the previous episode 191 and kind of check in with that odd health update. Awesome. Before I go on with the paranormal news, I got to kind of jump in and talk about the elephant in the room. And it's on every news station. It's on just every radio station, everywhere. And that's Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. And, you know, this is something that has been building for years. We've all seen it coming from miles away, but yet we prayed that it wouldn't come to that. But unfortunately, it did. And, you know, lots of people are losing their lives right now and fighting right now in the Ukraine. I've got listeners in the Ukraine. I've got listeners who are from the Ukraine who live in Newfoundland. I've got friends who are from the Ukraine. I've got people who live here whose family are in Ukraine. I've got a lot of connections to there. And I just want everyone to know that I am, my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. You know, yellow and blue is the colors I'm going to choose for this podcast. You know, you can imagine that it's my little way of showing some solidarity. I was actually out today doing a little bit of charity work for Ukraine. I was fortunate enough to be the flower delivery guy for my good friend Christina, who runs Newfoundland Floral Design. She's actually doing a fundraiser right now where she's, you know, dropping some flowers. So if you guys want to check that out, I'll link the page to my my Facebook page probably. And I know most of you guys are on there anyway, so you'll be able to see it. But anyway, you know, if there's a way for you to give back in your community to Ukraine or to help out, please do so. And I say the same thing to everybody. If you got some free time, your time, it doesn't have to be your money. Your time is a great way to help other people out. And let me tell you, I felt real good about the 2 hours I put in this morning. It was something simple. I just drove my car around and dropped off flowers to people. And everyone was so happy to get the flowers. Like, oh my God, thank you so much, strange guy with a mask on. You're so sexy. Well, they never actually said the sexy part, but you know, I'm trying my best to keep my confidence up. Oh my God, these flowers are gorgeous. Meanwhile, it's like minus 15 out, you know, roads are super slippery and I'm like done. I'm like, take your damn flowers. But anyway, guys, I just want to put it out there. You don't know how many days you got left, so you better give a little something out there, eh? Maybe you believe in karma. Maybe it'll all come back to you. Or maybe you can just do something nice for somebody else. Do it for me, will you? Anyway, guys, that's enough of the schmooze. It's time to check in and have ourselves a little paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is... Oh, yes. The paranormal news.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I think of ghost hunting and going out and investigating, I'm thinking about going to like a cemetery or maybe to somebody's house and trying to talk to their dead Aunt Ida, who, you know, gave her a fruitcake 20 years ago that you still got in your freezer. You know, just to let her know that her and the fruitcake are going to live on forever. But that's not necessarily the case every single time. Sometimes ghost hunters get called out for, well, a little bit more of a rougher place to investigate. An owner has hired a ghost hunter and their cohorts to perform a seance for a haunted pet shop, is my first story. A pet shop owner in Coventry, England, requested ghost hunters to investigate her store and hold a seance after CCTV footage showed various items flying from shelves and orbs floating around the store. 40-year-old Rebecca Harrington, who runs Purdy's Pet Shop for more than 2 years, said the strange activity began just 2 months after opening. She said she checked the store's CCTV footage after customers said they saw a shadow and felt a slight tugging. The footage showed Harrington checking out a customer as a bag of dog treats, get this, flew off the shelf. Another clip showed an actual cat toy spontaneously falling off the shelf while no one was around and moving around. Harrington also said a vacuum that was previously broken randomly turned on without anyone touching it. It wasn't a malfunction. The vacuum didn't work. It's off. The battery's dead and we can't get it off, Harrington said. After reviewing the unexplainable incidents, Harrington contacted Hideous History Walking Tours to hold a seance after she said her staff was just too frightened to work alone in the store. A seance is an attempt for a human to communicate with the spirit world. Now, during a seance, participants assemble on either side of a round or oval table. Often a medium is chosen to guide the seance, and it's believed that setting the table with food can attract the spirit. Harrington recalled an instance when some customers came into the store with their German shepherds, who became spooked and would not get near one part of the shop. The dog's owner said they did not normally behave that way. She said that customers were complaining about feeling tugged on and pulled, and that animals were acting really, really strangely. Staff have also witnessed those orbs flying around, as mentioned before. The ghost hunters told Harrington her shop was haunted by the spirit of a man who used to reside in the building and was annoyed by the staff's presence. Maybe he wasn't a dog person. Let's be honest. Anyway, that story is definitely odd to Newfoundland. Dude, have you heard about the new flavor of sub at Subway? Okay, look, I'm just going to say this. In Newfoundland and the rest of Canada, marijuana is legal now. But it's kind of hard. Okay, it's kind of hard to justify selling this stuff without telling people. It's like going the booster juice and spiking the frickin' booster juice with vodka. Not Russian vodka, by the way. Customers accuse Las Vegas restaurant of selling THC-tainted Thai food. Some customers told local news outlets they suspect their food was tainted with THC after seeking medical attention and testing positive for it. More than 30 people who ate at a Thai restaurant in Las Vegas this year have reported getting sick, the Southern Nevada Health District said on last Friday. Health officials are investigating what led up to be called unusual illnesses. Patrons of the Secret Siam restaurant located at Centennial Center Boulevard reported increased heart rates, blurred vision, disorientation, loss of consciousness, and a numbness or tingling within hours of being at the restaurant. Also, they could not get enough chips. I kind of added in that last line. A phone number for the restaurant, which has been closed since earlier this month, rang unanswered all day Friday. The health district is asking anyone who ate there in January or even February to take a survey on its website. Las Vegas police also have fielded some reports of illness. It's like here in Las Vegas, getting drugged is you know, part of the fun. But not when you're going to a freaking Thai restaurant here. Like, I love Subway. I always think that Subway would be funny to... like... Man, this is the best meatball sub I ever had. Johnny, what? You're actually eating a sweet onion chicken teriyaki. The restaurant opened back in 2019 and consistently passed inspection reports, said the Las Vegas Commissions. Some customers have told local news outlets they suspect that food was tainted, though. The compound in cannabis that produces that high is THC, and that's what they think they had, and were also testing positive for it. So there you go. They actually got, well... actual proof that this actually happened. So, like, you go to this restaurant, you're like, yeah, I'll have some Thai chicken, some rice, you know, a few veggies, you know, this is all good. And you go home and you eat it and you're like, dude, I'm starving. It's like you eat and then you get high and then you eat again. You know, this might be some brilliant marketing because chances are you're going to want the same thing twice. It's too much work to cook another meal. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of being incredibly high, some people just, well, have out-of-this-world experiences every day. Take Lily Nova, for instance. This woman has said to have had daily encounters with blue-skinned creatures that are now testing our waters. Lily Nova said that during the lockdown, she started making regular UFO sightings, and it must have sparked a change as now she claims to have daily encounters with said aliens, pilots of the craft. Woman says that she's having daily encounters with aliens after she spotted her first UFO during lockdown. Lily Nova, 29, said that she took up astrography out of boredom and made her first sighting in November, followed by another, and then another, and then another. Now, not a day goes by that she doesn't see a floating orb, a metallic ship, or even an extraterrestrial being. And she can even describe what they look like. Lily from St. Missouri said one of the aliens looked like a girl with light blue hair and light blue skin. Another one looked like it had light blue skin and no hair, and added that the very beautiful being was wearing a skin-tight gray suit. What do you think? I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. That seems pretty out of this world. She said, my first encounter with aliens and UFOs was very intense. I went outside for some fresh air one night and immediately locked eyes with a bright light hovering over the neighborhood. I started investigating and realized it was a UFO. Seconds later, I looked away briefly, and when I looked back, there it was, a second craft that was much closer. I could actually see the triangular shape of the craft. The UFOs did some impressive maneuvers as well to show me that it wasn't a regular aircraft before they disappeared above me. You know, just to show her, because no one else could possibly be watching. Lily said she was spooked after her first encounter, but since then it's become a common occurrence. She continued, during my encounters, I also have been able to see what the beings look like. One of the beings, the first one, she says, I saw a girl with light blue skin. She had no hair, but was very beautiful. She was wearing a skin-tight gray suit. And I saw her shipmate standing behind her in the same uniform. Very, very interesting. I believe they send images of themselves to me through telepathy. I think they are easing me into an introduction, as it would be such a shocking experience for any human to have an alien walk up to you. I don't know, man. If you've ever been down to George Street here in Newfoundland, you're walking into aliens all the time. Lily believes that the aliens were testing the waters with her after her first shocking encounter, as she says they were motioning towards her, and she knew she was being recorded. Very, very interesting. You know, I like to think that they're going to have contact. That's probably not going to be with just some random person named Lily. But then again, you know, that movie E.T., I mean, it could happen. And as if the world couldn't get any harder and weirder, you also have your people who are just, I can't even describe, like, this infuriated me when I read it, but it's also kind of a weird story, so I'm going to go ahead. There's a man, okay, and he left this restaurant screaming, crying, and throwing up at the scandalous price of a breakfast roll. Oh, God, the drama. There's literally people having their houses bombed right now, and this dude is sucking about a freaking breakfast sandwich. A man took to Twitter to share his outrage, utter and disgust at the price of a roll he bought for breakfast. But some people argue that it was actually reasonable that he ordered it. A man has spoken of his shock after paying almost, get this, $7 for a breakfast roll with 9 fillings, my God. The man from Dublin popped into his local Spar Deli to pick up something to eat for breakfast. He ordered a sub which contained 9 fillings, but he was left screaming and crying at the shocking price. My God. Stunned at the price, he took to Twitter. People jumped on him. He got jumped on. But he had all kinds of replies. It wasn't 9 fillings. There was 9 items, 2 sausages, 2 rashers, 2 puddings, 2 eggs, and a hash brown. I don't even know what the hell a rasher is, but it sounds delicious, which were pretty standard since being posted. The tweet has actually gone viral. When one person said, what's in it? Caviar? Another wrote, Jesus wept. Did Gordon Ramsay make it? Someone else said, I would have just given it back to them and said, nah, I ain't paying that much. What's the big deal? There you go. You know, just when you think you've had enough problems in your life, you get yourself a way too expensive frickin' sandwich. Oh, my. I know the Ukraine have been asking for more and more supplies to help fight back this horrible enemy they have. But the reality of it is that we've got all kinds of really cool things to send their way. Have you ever heard of weaponized bread? Good God. Is it a crime to use, you know, bread as a weapon? It is, according to the Tennessee cops, no matter how you slice it. Thomas Matthew Grand, 53, was hit with a slew of charges, including aggravated assault after allegedly using a loaf of bread as a weapon to message dispute with his wife. I'm so tired of this relationship. I feel completely aloof. Cops responded to a report of a domestic dispute on February 5th where they found Grande allegedly backing out of the driveway in his SUV and crossing a highway center line as he drove away. The advocate and Democrat reported cops stopped the man who reportedly admitted he had been drinking. Grande was subsequently arrested after failing sobriety tests on the spot. While interviewing his wife, cops learned that Eric Grande, that she and her husband had engaged in an argument after she accused him of cheating. Upon returning home, Erica said her husband hit her in the face with a loaf of bread. It's like, I'm mad at you, but I still love you, so I won't hurt you too bad. I'll throw bread in your face. It's the yeast of your worries. Bet you he felt like quite the heel after that. When she tried to leave the home, Grande allegedly hit her with a board. Grande was charged, which is not cool at all. Grande was charged with driving while under the influence, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and being a complete dipshit with a loaf of bread. Don't forget that part of the that part of the accusations. Well, if you've been listening to this show at all, you know, over the last, my God, 8 years, you guys will know that I'm kind of crazy for Jurassic Park. Anyway, I got some great news about an extinct species that might be coming to, you know, coming back thanks to some genetic manipulation, so to speak. Dakota DNA takes Tasmanian tiger one step closer to resurrection is my final story for this lovely podcast. It was a great week for the Tasmanian tiger, or thylacine, as the apex predator clawed its way back in the headlines, giving hope for resurrection 86 years after being declared officially extinct. The Tasmanian tiger's press tour began on February 9th when the DNA Zoo Australia Research Collective announced that they had completed DNA decoding that would give the extinct mammal a second chance to roam the earth once more. Using a blood sample provided by Perth Zoo, researchers from DNA Zoo and University of Western Australia successfully mapped the DNA of the Tasmanian tiger's closest living relative, the humble numbat. Beyond sharing the same traits as his elusive cousin, the numbat's DNA was actually revealed to be 95% identical, a remarkable percentage for two creatures that shared a common ancestor between 35 million and 41 million years ago. The organization has hopes that their latest research will help find and fill in the blanks of a 2018 project in which researchers produced a fragmented first draft of the Tasmanian tiger's genome using specimens from museums. In fact, I'm pretty sure I reported on that. Mind you, it was 4 years ago, so I'm not really sure what episode, but it's back there somewhere, which you guys can always listen to. You know, all 192 episodes are right there for you at the website, right? There's none of this archive stuff, like... It's there for you. Anyway, if all goes well, scientists will be able to clone the DNA of the numbat to bring the Tasmanian tiger roaring back to life and reintroduce it to its native ecosystem. It's been sorely missed by many people, of course, and it's whenever you talk about endangered species and ones that have gone extinct, you know, thylacine always comes up. If and when that dream becomes reality, thylacines would owe a debt of gratitude to their little cousin, the humble numbat. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And if you actually look up what a numbat is, N-U-M-B-A-T, I keep thinking dingbat, which is like a Newfoundland expression for, you know, someone who's not that bright, which is another expression for someone who's less intelligent than the average. You're such a numbat, the Tasmanian tiger's closest living relative, though. Imagine that. So they can take this code from this numbat thing and take the DNA Jurassic Park style from a thylacine from a past zoo where it was and meld it together and yada, 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 bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself a not-so-endangered species. And, dude, that's so cool. You know, think they can figure out how to do that with, like, chocolate ice cream and just create all the chocolate ice cream we ever want. That'd be pretty cool. Oh, my gosh. We've had some really interesting news stories. We've had some very strange ones as well. We've had thylacines getting resurrected. We've had some woman meeting some weird alien thing that was blue with a tight shirt and skin. Like, it's just been out of hand. Just been out of hand. Guys, all these stories have been odd to Newfoundland.
Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, always available, always free, always odd.